Representative Fred Clark of Baraboo climbed out his ground floor window on the west side of the Capitol and put an American flag beside it and sat down to talk with constituents today and some of the protesters marching around the Capitol. He says he's fed up with having to hand out badges to people at the entrances and have them ushered into the building by police officers. That's what's been required for entrance to the Capitol since Monday.
There's absolutely no reason for it. This is the people's house. There have been no violence, there's been no unrest, there's been no unlawfulness in the last 2 weeks here, and there's absolutely no reason to deny free access to the Capitol to people from all over the state who have traveled hundreds of miles to be here.
Clark's colleague, Representative Nick Milroy, set his desk up just a few feet away and taped a sign with his name and district on the Capitol wall above his window.
We'll be here for a while. Have a map of the state of Wisconsin. Yeah, would you like a blue book? All right, thank you.
Yes, this is what democracy looks like!
But Republican Senator Glenn Grothman says too many protesters are using the Capitol building for things other than government business.
Too many people are in this building not to influence their legislator in our office, but they're here just to create a ruckus. Why do you bring a sleeping bag into this building if you want to influence Glenn Grothman? These people are here solely to disrupt.
A court hearing is underway today in Madison to determine whether the current tight restrictions on access to the Capitol are constitutional. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.